Ask Brett is a travel series that understands airports are not dead time. They are the actual story.
Today, we're in Brett's World Traveler series, following a road trip through Washington, D.C. and Arlington Cemetery, with a New York detour that begins in an airport departure lounge and ends, somehow, in a Kenneth Cole store.
As origin stories go, that's already more interesting than most cities manage.
Let's start with the transit encounter that sets the whole chapter in motion.
This segment is about what travel actually costs and what it gives back, not in dollars, but in the people and places that end up staying with you long after the itinerary is finished.
The post opens with a delayed flight at Long Beach Airport and the friendship that came out of it. The framing is direct. Some of the best things that happen while traveling happen in transit.
And the post earns that line. A chance conversation becomes a lunch in New York, which becomes a shopping trip to Kenneth Cole with a staff discount because the new friend happened to work in the label's marketing department.
The Kenneth Cole detail is worth pausing on. The brand started as a shoe company. The founder wanted to sell outside Central Park, but was told only film and television productions could hold that pitch. His response was to register the company as Kenneth Cole Productions, which qualified him immediately. The name has never changed.
A man who read the rule book closely enough to find the door marked exit.
The Post notes that it's also the reason so many films open with scenes shot in Central Park. For production houses, filming there is free. Kenneth Cole understood that, and the city's cinema geography has been shaped by it since. From New York, the road trip heads south with Alan and Paul, described as the constants around whom those American journeys organize themselves.
Washington, D.C. lands with real weight in the writing. The city's design rule, no building may exceed the height of the Capitol, gives it an openness that reads as almost disorienting after New York.
The monuments are covered with care. On the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the post is precise. It carries a weight that cannot be adequately described in advance. It must be stood in front of.
The Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial gets a sharp observation that a monument to arguably the most singularly famous black man in history is carved from white stone, a choice the Post notes has never been satisfactorily explained.
The evening takes a turn into a leather bar hosting Washington Pride's then president, who arrived with his human puppy, which sent Alan into what the Post calls something approaching apoplexy. Upstairs, a birthday party occupied a room lined with podiums, bears in G-strings, and what the Post describes as extraordinary energy.
Washington, D.C., it turns out, contains multitudes.
Arlington National Cemetery closes the trip. The Post calls it the entry that stays longest. Rows of identical white headstones across grounds kept with absolute reverence. Presidential graves sitting within the larger expanse without demanding particular attention.
The conclusion the Post draws is quiet and exact. Alan and Paul made the road trips what they were, and the road trips made the destinations what they were. That's the whole argument about how travel actually works. What stays from this episode is that the most durable travel memories seem to form sideways, in airports, in detours, in friendships that arrive unscheduled. White headstones, birthday bears, Kenneth Cole loafers, filed under different categories, present nonetheless.